gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. This is America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. We've been on the air since 1992. Haven't missed a weekend yet. My name is Bob Long. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. Two very interesting guests. The folks at Ford recently conducted a survey on Facebook about pet names for cars. You know, people name their cars some very unusual names, like, for example, a Ford named Porkchop. Well, we're going to be talking to the gentleman who conducted that survey about some of these unusual names in this hour of the broadcast. Also, speaking of unusual, I'm in a funky mood here tonight. I love this book. It's called Manifold Destiny, and it's authored by two gentlemen. One of the gentlemen will be joining us, and it's about cooking on your car engine. That's right. We've got Memorial Day weekend around the corner. Father's Day's around the corner. How about driving to Dad's house and cooking a steak along the way? Or perhaps you'd like to throw a roast on there. We're going to get recipes and the whole inside scoop coming up a little later on in the hour. Also, along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls. Here's the number. Matt is standing by. Be kind. He's had a couple of tough hours. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Easy, quick trivia question throwing out there right now. Who made the Lynx? What car company made the Lynx? Early 1980s. The Lynx. Who made the Lynx? 800-259-9231. Right now, we welcome the digital manager for the Ford Motor Company, Scott Monty, to the airways of Auto World. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Boy, it seems like more and more companies are utilizing social media, and you guys at Ford are big into that. And as a matter of fact, you use the Facebook site to conduct this survey on car names. Tell us about the decision to go the Facebook route.
Well, you know, Ford hired me almost 2 years ago to head up social media efforts, and it was specifically with the intent of advancing us in the digital world and quite frankly, being where our customers are. You know, we always have to keep an eye on that. When our customers are out communicating a certain way, we need to be listening to them and even more importantly, interacting with them. I think people really appreciate getting to know some of the faces behind the blue oval, and we've given them that opportunity on a regular basis on Facebook and Twitter and other sites of interacting with us.
That's fantastic. And as I mentioned at the top there, you had a recent Facebook survey on the Ford Motor Company fan page about car names, and this is something very unique, and I don't know if it's particularly American or not, but it's not uncommon for folks to name their vehicles, and you certainly found that out in droves.
Yeah, completely unscientifically, we asked this question, and within 24 hours, we had about 700 responses. And as you noted, there were all sorts of variations as to what people name their cars, including that very interesting one, Pork Chop, which actually may tie to the whole Manifold Destiny interview you're doing later on. A little Pork Chop on the engine, huh?
That's right. Well, tell us about that Ford named Pork Chop. What was the story behind the story with that one?
Well, you know, we asked everybody to give us an example of what they named their car, what their car actually was, and why they chose that name. And this one was just a single-word post. They just plopped down Pork Chop, and that was enough to at least grab our attention and say, hey, something unusual, interesting is going on out there. We also had people that, of course, Sally, a very common name for the Ford Mustang.
Sure.
As is Eleanor, as you would imagine.
Yep.
We even had somebody tell us about their royal blue-colored F-150 Raptor that they affectionately termed Cookie Monster.
The brand new Raptor is already a Cookie Monster. I love that.
There you go.
Very good. And
but
I was,
ultimately, I think what it shows us is that people still have a very personal relationship with their vehicles. You know, after their kids and their pets, that's the other thing that's most likely to get a name in the household. So we're delighted to see people affectionately naming their Fords and making them part of the family.
Absolutely. And I was surprised at some of the ways vehicles were honored name-wise. Some folks named their vehicle for their grandmother, some for old girlfriends. This could get, if you're married, do you name it after an old girlfriend? That could get you in serious trouble.
You may need a separate garage for that one. I don't know.
And I can't believe, but some folks even honored Henry Ford's wife.
Yeah, I think that one was Clara, right?
That's right, Clara Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that surprised me a lot, too. And following the trends, I know every year I, at a very advanced age here, I'm expecting my first child, a daughter, in September. And, you know, we're already thinking about names. And, of course, they always come up with the best of the top names every year. And I understand Grace was one of the more popular children's names for 2009. And I understand that is kind of transferred over to the vehicles as well.
It did. So we're kind of seeing, you know, these two areas of life coming together. And interestingly enough, if you want to flip it around the other way too, there was an instance last summer where we gave a Ford Fusion to a couple that was going around the country. Instead of having a single wedding where they invited everybody, they were going to meet all of their guests and get marriage advice, and then they were going to go back and have a small ceremony. And we lent them a car to make that trip happen. And they, of course, blogged it and videoed it and photoed it along the way. And they had this discussion about who was going to take whose name. Was she going to take his name, he take hers, hyphens, whatever. Well, they got back and they got married, and they actually changed their name to Mr. and Mrs. Ford. And we couldn't have asked for any better advertising than that.
You've done your job well, Scott. There's no question about it. So lots of variables seem to come into play here. Color, size, power, and personality. I mean, we'll throw out some of these names here. Black Beauty, Big Red, Silver Bullet, Danger Ranger, and The Beast. Those are all interesting names. And,
yeah, and I unfortunately, I don't think our message of fuel economy is coming from any of those.
Hey,
that's
it's an American thing, you know. It just seems that way. And as you pointed out, Sally, that's a perfect one for the Mustang, but also some other sweet girls' names like Ruby and Molly. That's interesting to me as well. So definitely, you know, more cars seem to be named in the female persuasion. Do cars ever are they ever named after guys? Have you found anybody doing that?
Well, they must be, but I think it is the minority. And, you know, maybe it's a holdover from our nautical origins. I don't know. But, you know, ships are typically referred to as she. So I guess cars could be referred to as in the same vein.
That's true, but however, you did find one Ford Focus owner who named his car after, or her car after, Mick Jagger, because of the song there from their 1981 album "Start Me Up." So, if I guess the quote here is, "If you start me up, I'll never stop," came to mind with great gas mileage the car gets. So that's a great quote there too. Wow. And lots of folks also kind of went a simple route here. Another fan named their new Taurus The Baby. That seems
there
to be, that's quite common as well, huh?
Yeah. And again, just, it gets down to that, you know, kind of the automobile as the other member of the family, the other kid in the family. So
definitely. And just to throw out a few other ones here, well, I got some more male names here. I didn't realize that. When we come back on the other side, we're going to throw out some male names, some female names, and maybe you've got a name. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
A day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Here's that toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Two questions for you. Number one, do you have a pet name for your car? Come on, fess up. Tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. Everybody listening out there on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, I know there's somebody out there that's got a pet name for their vehicle. Call up and give us that pet name. And also, we got the trivia question, early 80s car, name the Lynx who made it. Scott Monty is with us, digital manager at Ford, telling us all about this Facebook survey I find absolutely fascinating about people naming their cars. Some very unique things here. So let's take a look at some of the other names here. Scott, female names that you came up with: Bessie, Pearl, Blanche and Betty, Myrtle, Mickey, Marilyn, and Big Bertha. Whoa.
Steer clear of her.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, Eleanor from the Gone in 60 Second series of movies, and Mona Lisa after Marissa Tomei's character in My Cousin Vinny. Interesting.
Yeah.
And men, Big Red, Walter, Oliver, Santana. I wonder if that was after the musical artist or what. Oscar, Grover from Sesame Street, Mr. T, and a Black Knight, a Haas, and that famous one, the Pork Chop.
Yeah. Wow. I also found a Popeye in here as well.
Wow.
1986 Ford Ranger 5.0 liter with factory EFI Popeye, because when you feed him the gas, he's got plenty of muscle.
Very good. And then there's some sentimental ones here. What about that somebody had a 99 Taurus? He named it after the first girl that he fell in love with, Stephanie. Wow. Amazing. Absolutely really cool stuff. And as you mentioned, that Cookie Monster one on the brand new 2010 blue F-150 SVT Raptor. But that was the runner-up in the contest, but... You had to pick one that was the best. This must have been very difficult.
Well, we actually turned it over to the fans. We put together some of the more unusual names, and we put together a quick poll of about six or seven different names, and we turned it over to the fans to actually make the decision, and they came back with, I think it was a 2005 Mustang named Omnitron.
Wow.
A little unusual, but that's what the public said, so we gave it to them.
That's fantastic. A 2005 Mustang named Omnitron. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We would love someone just to chime in here in the remaining moments and let us know. Fess up. Will you please fess up, everybody out there, and tell us about the pet name that you have for your vehicle. Okay, Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Have you ever named a car after a person or a thing? Do you have a pet name for your vehicle?
You know, I don't, and it's probably because as part of the Ford management program, I get a new car every year that I lease. So I try to not get too emotionally attached. Otherwise, it would be really difficult parting every year.
That makes sense. Yep.
Taking a quick look at the page here, and there's one here that's got a really interesting name, and I'm almost afraid to ask the backstory behind it. It's a 2000 Eddie Bauer Expedition, and their nickname is the Love Truck. I don't want to know.
I know. There are some things better left unknown. You're absolutely right. Wow. So what other cool things can folks find at Facebook on the Ford page? What kind of stuff do you put up there regularly?
Well, you know, we try to put different stuff up every day, whether it's breaking news about some of our product information coming out, whether it's, you know, just kind of interacting with fans and getting their feedback on some stuff. And we try to integrate that very closely with a site we call thefordstory.com. And on the Ford Story, you'll see user-generated content, stories that people submit about how Ford has affected their lives, as well as stuff that we put out there. And we've actually asked people to submit their ideas to Ford as well. It's kind of a continuing commitment to crowdsourcing. We want to make sure that we're listening to our customers and that we're producing vehicles that they really want and value. And about a month ago, we opened up a section called Your Ideas. So we're actually collecting people's ideas for technological improvements and vehicles that they'd like to see.
Very good. And, boy, I got plenty of ideas for you. So all I need to do is is sign up and become a fan of Ford on Facebook. Is that all I need to do?
We do a lot of our updates and news through Facebook. So that's where you'll hear about stuff going on at the Ford Story and other places. So. And as a matter of fact, right now, we've actually got a Fiesta that's on its way from Michigan to Maker Faire in San Mateo, California. And there's two vehicles that are tethered together. University of Michigan students have actually come up with in-vehicle apps and tethered the two vehicles together through a caravan app that will actually let the two vehicles know when they're in proximity to each other, and so they won't get lost. And these vehicles are actually also tweeting by themselves.
Wow.
No driver interface required. The cars are actually saying where they are, what their quote-unquote mood is, and they've got some cameras attached to them, so they're automatically snapping pics as they're going along. So
that sounds very cool. And, of course, I'm a big fan of the Sync system, which is in most of all Ford products these days. And, you know, as technological advances come along, you guys continue to upgrade that. And I imagine you come into play with times like that as well, because, you know, more and more folks are getting into you know, these social networking sites, and I noticed even like some of the apps that are available for some of the mobile phones include stuff for Facebook, etc., Twitter, and probably it won't be long before we see something like that on Sync.
Well, we've already made it available, or started to make it available in the Fiesta going forward. You'll be able to get Pandora, which is internet radio.
Sure.
Stream through your vehicle, and you'll be able to operate it hands-free, so no more fumbling with that phone. And the same thing with Twitter. You'll be able to have incoming tweets read to you. We haven't done the outgoing yet, because in everything that we do with regard to enabling these mobile apps, our first priority is safety, and we want to make sure that whatever we're doing is creating a safer environment, not a less safe environment for people. And quite frankly, we know. You look at the millennials out there that are the next wave of car buyers. They live and breathe through their phones, whether they're smartphones or texting phones or what have you. And they're not going to stop doing this because, you know, there's a regulation that's passed. It's kind of ingrained into them. So we want to give them an opportunity or an option to do it more safely and to make sure that their eyes are on the road and their hands are on the wheel.
Yeah, that is so important, because you see them doing it, absolutely, even though, you know, you hear on the news the police are going to crack down and everything else. So anything that Ford can do to help alleviate that situation is good news. Scott, it's been a pleasure, and we'll get you on my Motor Trend program with this story in the not-too-distant future as well. But thanks for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure.
We're going to step aside for some important messages. When we come back, we're going to cook on the car. This is Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog, or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concourse level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit classicresto.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're having all kinds of fun. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. The trivia question is about a car sold briefly for a couple of years in the early 1980s. It was the Lynx. Who made the Lynx? That is the question. 800-259-9231. Well, I absolutely love this book and enjoy doing interviews all about it. You know, Father's Day is not that far off. This is the perfect Father's Day gift. We've got Memorial Day around the corner. Lots of cooking is going to be happening that day. So this is the perfect book for everybody. It's called Manifold Destiny, the one, the only guide to cooking on your car engine. And it is authored by Chris Maynard, as well as the gentleman joining us on the line right now, the pride of Vermont himself, Bill Scheller. Bill, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you? Hey, without giving away the answer to your question, I want to let you know that I once owned a Lynx.
You did?
I did indeed, and I think I even cooked on it.
Do you remember the particular dish that was the Lynx project?
No, I don't. The main thing I remember about the Lynx is that I put an untimely end to it by driving into a ditch when I wasn't paying attention.
So let's go back to the beginning. I mean, boy, this book, like you said to me off air, it just won't go away. How many years ago did you and Chris do the original version?
Well, the original version came out in 1989, and it dates back as a concept even longer than that, because we first developed the technique back in 84.
So let's go back to 1984. How did the technique get its start? And what type of vehicle, and how did you guys come up with this brilliant idea?
Well, we were driving home from Montreal through northern Vermont. And, well, before we left Montreal, we stopped at the famous Schwartz's Delicatessen for some Montreal smoked meat. They make the very best of it. And we picked up a loaf of rye bread. And along the way, somewhere around the border, we decided that it'd be much better to have this hot than cold. So we stopped somewhere in Vermont and bought some aluminum foil. both thinking the same thoughts about things we had heard years ago in Popular Mechanics magazine about truck drivers who cooked on the road on their engines. And we wanted to go one step beyond the cans of beans and that sort of thing. And we wrapped up the smoked meat in aluminum foil and stuck it on the engine of Chris's 1982 Volkswagen Rabbit. And stopped at the next rest stop, and it was nicely steamed and hot and just the way it ought to be. And from there, we took it to actually cooking things and not just warming them up.
So tell us about some of the early cooking experiments. Those must have been quite unique indeed.
Well, the cooking really got started when we participated in the One Lap of America Transcontinental Road Rally in 1988. And we figured that one good way to feed ourselves on this mad eight-day dash across the country and back would be to cook food on the car engine and not just stop at McDonald's or bring jars of peanut butter. And what we did was we prepared a whole bunch of entrees and froze them, carried them in a cooler in the Lincoln Town Car that we drove the rally in. And then every night we'd take one out and pop it on the engine, thaw it for a little bit, then pop it on the engine. And that's when we started to develop things like pork tenderloin and fish fillets, boneless chicken breasts, the sorts of things that really lend themselves to molding around the hot parts of an engine and cooking.
And with that Lincoln, of course, you had plenty of engine block to work with.
Oh, we had a beauty of an engine. We had a big V8, which, by the way, driving like bats out of hell across the country and back, averaged 20 miles per gallon, even back in 84. But even more important, we averaged about 6,000 calories per gallon.
Oh, that is so cool. And I remember along the way, once you did you cook a ham somewhere along the way?
Well, we cooked some ham steaks. The ham would be a little ambitious because of its bulk. But we did startle some of the folks on the rally by turning up at a racetrack where we had to do one of the time-speed distance events as part of the rally with ham steak cooking on our engine. And all these people that were living on peanut butter and jelly were awfully envious of us.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the regional recipes and customs. You have regional cuisines in the book, and I know you, like myself, are native New Englander, and there's a lot of New England presence in this guide, to say the least.
There is, and we've updated the recipes in each of the three editions to reflect changes in both American cooking and in cars. You know, some of the earlier editions, we had recipes based on the old cutlass, and now they not only don't make cutlasses, they don't make Osmobiles. So we've had a change with the times, but we've got some New England recipes based on the ever-popular Subaru, which is something I own. I've
yeah.
owned several of them now, and New England, it's the Vermont national vehicle. And as we wrote in the book, Vermont is home of the most loyal Subaru owners in the nation. And we decided that they named the Subaru Outback after its popularity in Vermont, because Outback is the answer for the universal question of where anything is on a Vermont homestead. Like, where's the dog? Outback. Where's the rototiller? Outback. Where's the transmission I took out of the old Subaru? Outback.
So, perfect.
We developed a Subaru recipe based on locally grown organic produce, which is real big in this part of the world. It involves spinach and red peppers, artisanal goat cheese, and free-range eggs.
Wow, absolutely perfect. Amazing stories. If you have a question for Bill Scheller, by all means, don't hesitate to call up 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And as you mentioned, you know, cars have definitely changed, and sometimes when you're buying a car, I know that you have recommendations in that department as well. You definitely have recommended over the years a number of models that are good for cooking and some not so good.
Well, the basic thing is to remember that every car cooks differently. And what you're looking for when you cook is the ideal combination of safety and heat. You don't want a car that has some really great hot spots that it's impossible to secure anything onto, because then the food will bounce down into the road. Or you could have a car that has some really good secure spots, but they don't get hot enough. So you want to think about what's the best happy medium. Like, for instance, we looked at the V6 4-liter Ford Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
last year, and we found a couple of spots to tuck things away in that really appeal. There's one in the right rear alongside the injectors under the oblong box where the spark plug wires feed into. Then there's another spot on the left between the injector housing and the valve cover. And these offer ideal space for small packages like an individual fish fillet or a boneless chicken breast. So you got to think about that sort of thing when you go pick the tires and look at a new car.
Absolutely. And when you're looking at used cars, I remember years ago that, you know, the Chevrolet Celebrity certainly was not a good car, I'll say it. But it definitely had some good serving potential.
Yeah, the Chevrolet Celebrity was a good car to park in back of your house and cook on without actually going anywhere.
And my producer at GCN, the network that we're on right now, Matt has a Camry, and little does he know that he has cooking potential with his Camry. Tell Matt and our entire audience about what you found out about the Camry.
Well, back when we first researched the original edition of the book back in 1988, we found that the Camry of that era had a space behind the wheel well on the driver's side that could serve as a bun warmer. you know, it was one of those places that didn't get real hot, but if you had something that was already cooked and you wanted to keep it warm while you're waiting for something else to cook, you could tuck it in there. Handy little car for that.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. When we come back on the other side, we got the trivia question. Who made the Lynx? Bill put one away a long time ago. Maybe you can tell us who made the Lynx. 800-259-9231 or call with a question about cooking on your car engine. This is Auto World. One of the hottest trends out there are coupe-like sedans, and Volkswagen has a very interesting and affordable alternative. It's called the CC Passat. Here's COO Mark Barnes.
The CC has the great lines of a luxury car and certainly is available at a very, very great price. It's a coupe, but it does have four doors, and it's rather a unique coupe because you really don't see the four doors, but they're there, and they're very nice to get in and out of as well. You get the 2.0T, which gives you 200 horsepower, and so you get a lot of product for the money. It's just a beautiful car. I'm driving one right now myself. I get a lot of people staring at it, a lot of people looking at it, so it's a pleasure to have the car and to tell the CC story.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us each and every week at this time. We finally have a winner on the trivia question via email. It's Michael listening on in Lake Shasta, California, on our great affiliate there. And it is a Mercury Lynx. You are correct. We're going to throw you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Our telephone number remains the same, 800-259-9231. We're chatting with one of the authors of a wonderful book. It's called Manifold Destiny, the one, the only guide to cooking on your car engine. And it's authored by Chris Maynard and our guest, Bill Scheller. And good news here, you guys are going high tech. I understand the book is available in a Kindle edition.
Yes, it is. That's a recent innovation, and that enables you to drive while reading your Kindle and maybe do what I did to the Lynx.
And cook your dinner on the way. Where are you going? I love the chapters in the book here. I mean, you've got some really interesting things, including international car engine cuisine. Tell us some of your favorite stories about using foreign metal to cook vehicles. We touched on the Camry, but what about any trials with exotic cars or high-end luxury cars?
Well, we found years ago that the inline six on a Jaguar XKE was perfect for one of those nice big pork tenderloins we talked about. But, you know, we try to keep up with the times, and we made note of the fact that Jaguar was purchased by an Indian company, Tata, the Tata Group.
That's right.
And they own Jaguar now, so we decided to honor that event with Jewel in the Crown Shrimp Curry, which is subtitled Ta-Ta to All That. And then in honor of Ta-Ta's less expensive brand, we came out with a curried lentil recipe for their new $2,500 Nano.
Very good. Volvo, of course, was just recently purchased by a Chinese company. Have you given any thoughts to that? That's going to change the entire cuisine of Volvo.
Yeah, well, that happened after this book came out. But if there's a fourth edition, we will take that into consideration and figure out some way to come up with sweet and sour Swedish meatballs, maybe.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the other listings that you have here. Appendix recipe list by region, and I know you don't neglect the folks down south. If you are from Louisiana and you want something Cajun, as Adam Sandler used to say.
We have some blackened road fish in the first edition. I don't think we kept that, but we brought out a new one. You know the famous Media Noche sandwich that they make down in Florida, the Cuban sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a version called Median Noche, which means after you make it, you pull over onto the median and eat it. But it really works well because that's the kind of thing you can, you get that same panini press effect if you wad up some aluminum foil over the sandwich, drop the hood down and squash it against the fuel injector housing, and it makes a pressed panini-type media noche sandwich.
Have you ever had a complete disaster, something that you thought was going to be a delicious meal, you know, heavenly cuisine, only to have something go totally awry in any of your experiments?
Well, of course, the worst thing that could happen doesn't involve something not tasting good. It involves something disappearing altogether, which happened to Chris once when he was doing, an interview with a member of the media. I forget whether it was a radio interview or a print media interview, but in any event, he was driving down the West Side Highway in New York, hit a pothole, and the chicken flew out onto the road. But as far as things not coming out well, I think the worst thing that can happen is that you cook something forever, you think it ought to be done, and it's still raw, or else you forget that you put it on in the first place, and it gets cremated. We made some nice sausages once in New Jersey, and I drove all the way back to Vermont without taking a package of them off.
Oh,
and boy, were they done.
Completely done.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh, that's great. So if you had to list your top couple of recipes, Bill Scheller's favorite Manifold Destiny cuisines, what really gets you going, Bill?
Well, I would say anything that involves a boneless chicken breast, fish fillets, or the pork tenderloin has always been a favorite of ours. But you need something with a really good cooking surface for that. But, you know, there are very few cars where you can't find some place to squish in a foil package that could contain nicely seasoned boneless chicken breasts. A little bit of white wine, whatever your favorite seasonings are. We always like some garlic. We actually had a toll booth attendant once on the Jersey Turnpike ask us where the smell of garlic was coming from.
And what'd you say?
We said it's from the veal cutlets that are cooking on the engine. Where else?
Have you ever had any run-ins with the officers of the law? Have police officers ever inquired about your cooking adventures?
No, we tend to pull well off the road. We'll go out to check things, you know, go to a rest stop or something, or pull off on a side street. We've never gotten nailed for anything else other than cooking that brought the food to the attention of the officer, but that, I suppose, has happened to people in the past.
What recommendations would you have for the novice? I mean, first time out, first you got to assess your engine, right? Find the cooking surfaces. What other suggestions would you have?
You want to keep it simple. You don't want to do anything that involves a lot of liquid. You don't want to cook any meat with a bone in it, because that always takes a lot longer. You want to keep it in small packages that are malleable, have a lot of different options as to where you want to tuck them. Don't disconnect anything that looks like it ought to stay connected, like spark plug wires. And stay away from that fan and that fan belt.
Excellent advice. And folks, of course, can get the book. Is it still available in paperback form or hardcover form?
It's always been in paperback. We've never had the honor of being hardcover authors here. But it is available on Amazon. A number of bookstores, of course, carry it. And as you mentioned, it's available in that Kindle edition.
I just like that name, the Kindle edition.
Boy. Yeah, isn't that something? That's quite a clever bit of naming they did there.
Exactly. Well, it is always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, Bill. And, I haven't had dinner yet. What would you recommend? What should I put on my vehicle? What do you think?
Well, if you want to whip something up quick, I would say the best thing to do would be you could stop somewhere and pick up a boneless pork chop.
Okay.
And you could dab it with a little bit of mustard, and, you know, you might not have any white wine handy. You might not want to have an open bottle in the car. But a little dab of mustard and some rosemary. Triple wrap it, as we recommend with everything, in aluminum foil. And use what we call the burn-your-finger method of checking out hot spots on the engine. When you get one that seems appropriate and has some wires or, you know, tubing or hoses, whatever you can wrap over it, just slip it on there, and I'll bet you'll be all set in about 40 minutes.
Excellent. Well, that's what I'm going to do here tonight. Our special guest has been Bill Scheller. He is one of the authors, along with Chris Maynard, of a wonderful book, Manifold Destiny, the one, the only guide to cooking on your car engine. You can get it in paperback or, my favorite, the Kindle edition at Amazon.com. Bill, thank you so much. We wish you the best, and we'll definitely do this again down the road.
Okay, look forward to it, Bob. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, in the remaining moments here, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I do have a discount going on, and I'm supposed to be mentioning it all the time, but I fail to. California Car Cover Company has been a supporter of my radio program for many, many years, and they have decided to give a 15% discount to anybody who orders something in the catalog or online at calcarcover.com. Just by mentioning my name, Bob Long. So Father's Day is around the corner. In the next few weeks here, we will get Jimmy DeFrank on from the California Car Cover Company to tell us about some of the cool Father's Day gifts. But why not save a little bit of money? You'll save 15% simply by putting my name in, Bob Long. And I would appreciate it, and the folks at California Car Cover would definitely appreciate it as well. We got lots of things for you to check out online. My new website, BobLongRadio.com. Check out the archives at GCN.com, GCNLive.com, the archives, the podcast. You can have it all. That will do it for this hour. My thanks to Matt and everybody on the other side of the radio. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.